Foss, Mary, St. Helena, California, April 2, 1906. My dear sister Mary, I will begin a letter to you. I should have written before, but many things have been urged upon me, and I dared not neglect them. It seemed there was no end to my work, but I will now write you a few lines. We have been very busy getting off mail. I am up early this morning and have begun this letter to you. The weather is very mild in this part of California. We had soft, gentle showers every day for 2 weeks. For 3 days I have had no fire in my large office room. I do not have a stove in my room, but an open fireplace, which is perfect in its construction. I am generally up hours before any other member of my family. On rising, I build my fire, take a bath in cold water before the fire, and then, after my praying season, take my pen in hand, and from 2 o'clock until 7, write many pages. We have family prayers just before breakfast, which is at 7:30. I generally retire at 7 o'clock in the evening. My workers are still with me. The office in which they work is just a few steps from the house. I can open my window and speak to those to whom I wish to speak concerning my writings. The office has in it 8 rooms. Every worker using a typewriter has a room by herself, as the noise of the machine would disturb the other workers. My sister, I wish you could have been here this winter. It has been more like summer than winter. I feel an intense interest for you all, that your children and your children's children may understand the Word of God and so prepare for the Lord's coming. I have been writing to Rebecca Winslow and Francis Howland. They were among our best friends. They took care of Henry when he was a little child, and our family and their family were one. This is the first letter I have addressed to them for 20 years. Recently, they sent me a very handsome shawl, and I thought I would acknowledge the receipt of it and send them a letter. I ought to have written them long ago. Ella May White, Willie's daughter, has been married to Dorez Robinson. At the time of their marriage, they were helping me in the preparation of matter for the press. Ella did not do this work, but Dorez did. He is a clear, intelligent speaker. He will be ordained at the first good opportunity. His father is one of our first-class workers in the ministry. His mother has been a diligent worker with her husband, giving Bible readings and doing efficient work in the Sabbath school. All unexpected to me, the superintendent of our church schools came from Chico a few months ago and urged Dorez and Ella to come to Chico to take charge of the school there. The teacher had left, and those in charge of the schoolwork wanted Dorez and Ella May to engage in the work of teaching until the close of the term. We wish them both to engage in the work of teaching, for Ella May had taught before, and her work had given much satisfaction. So we decided, as both had been teachers, that they could work together nicely. They have now been teaching for 3 months, and the school is increasing in numbers. Ella teaches the younger children and Dorez the older ones. All the parents feel well satisfied with their work. There is a church of our people in Chico, and both Ella and Dorez take an active part in church work. Mabel White is in the sanitarium near San Diego, filling the position of a nurse. She wants to become a nurse, but I shall object. As soon as they can get others to take her place, we want her to have a rest. Willie's family have a home near me. He has but recently returned from a 3 month trip in the eastern states. We expect to go to Southern California very soon to visit Loma Linda and San Diego. The sanitariums at both of these places are to be dedicated about the middle of April. They are well patronized. A large addition has just been built to the one near San Diego. A lady by the name of Potts built the main building of this institution, and this one building cost $25,000. It is a grand building. Water was very scarce in that section of the country. The orange groves were drying up, and some of them were past recovery. At last we obtained the building and 22 acres of land and a 5-roomed cottage for $5,000. A woman of means united with me in securing this property. After getting the building, we were determined to have a well dug to supply water. When the men had gone down 90 feet, they struck a spring of pure water. Bathrooms had to be provided, so we set about that. This cost about $15,000, but we now have a most desirable and presentable building. When it is all furnished, it will make a beautiful sanitarium, and we will have every convenience. We have all the water we need now, even though it does not rain. The atmosphere is very healthful in this locality. I was very sorry my health was so poor when you were with us. I feared I was near the close of my life. I have refused to speak in our churches for months because of the danger from impure air. Again and again I have nearly lost my life addressing people indoors. But my life has been spared because my work was not done. But I am writing now because there is a time of trouble just before us, which we all must meet. This is why I carry the burden I do, for souls are in peril. I do want to save every soul that I possibly can, for if we can save them, they will live through the ceaseless ages of eternity. This is why I have traveled so much to bear my testimony before thousands. I know that the instruction I receive is given me of God, and I would not forbear giving it to the people. I must speak the words I am given to speak. I must soon go to Southern California to visit Los Angeles, Glendale, Loma Linda, and San Diego. We must get our work started in Redlands and Riverside. Elder Haskell and wife will open the work there, but we must help them to start it. When I was in the East, after coming from Washington, where I was severely taxed, I spoke in a tent in Philadelphia. There were appointments out for meetings in Middletown, and I was to visit Battle Creek. The weakness upon me after addressing the people was such that private conversation was next to impossible. I shall now be extremely careful, if I can. My sister, you are older than I, and we are the only members of our family who are spared. I do not want to be obliged to travel much. I am waiting my summons to give up my work and rest in the grave. I do not choose to live longer than the Lord sees fit to have me live. I pray the Lord to let His light shine into the hearts of my relatives, that they shall know the Lord, that His going forth is prepared as the morning. I shall now say farewell. I will try to be more faithful than I have been in writing to you. Be of good courage, dear sister. I believe I shall meet you when our warfare is accomplished. May the Lord bless you and keep you and sanctify you to Himself. I wish I could see Ellen and talk with her. In love, your sister.